Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 210. Receiving is easy. Provide exceptional service. Meet others' needs, not yours. Receiving is easy. Provide exceptional service. Meet others' needs, not yours. When I think of receiving, I think of a radio or TV station with its tower that's able to convert incoming electromagnetic waves and signals into sounds and images. And we are built, really, to be radio and TV stations with our own little this shout there, receiving and sending signals and waves, electromagnetic signals and waves. And all happens by our willingness to allow ourselves to enter into the space that we go into in meditation. To receive is to let enter. In essence, it's to take back, to take or get something given and sent. So receiving is when we send out, we also may receive in if we allow it to happen, to let enter. We have to be willing to let enter. And I would share with us that really this is about our willingness to let enter, not in our mental, ego, personality mind, but in our heart-centered mind, from our soul-centered mind, to allow ourselves to receive signals from a higher source that aligns us with what the real needs are of others. When we can align with, if you will, God's will, not our will. That's what this message is about, to align with God's will, not our will, then receiving is easy. We're able to really allow in. And we're also aligned with what really is what we're supposed to be focusing our attention on, the service we are to provide. Who are we really serving? We are told, if we will learn to be aligned with serving others' needs, ours will be taken care of. It's just as simple. When we're after serving our own needs first, without a sensitivity, an awareness of a higher calling, then we may receive, but we're very likely to also have it taken away as easily as it seems that it came in, and we'll go, what happened to it all? And we're right back, probably in a, quote, worse position than when we started. So we're also told it is easy, as in not difficult, free from pain, anxiety. We're in a comfortable, restful, there's no constraint, we're not feeling stiff, it's unhurried, and it's relaxed. All those words are easy. So to receive higher direction, to really be aligned with God's will, is to allow ourselves also to be in this easy state. Now you may say, it's not so easy when I'm feeling all this constraint all around me. Well, when we are in that place, we are focusing on the external world. We are focusing on it from our personality self. We're seeing it literally as if it were in black and white, and we're missing a higher view. We're missing what's really behind all this from a higher view, because everything is for good, whether it appears that way or not. So the only way to be in ease, to receive more things in ease, is to allow ourselves to go into the place we go into again in meditation, so we suspend all that stuff. We quiet our mind. We relax our body. We open ourselves from the inside out, and we receive with ease, and we feel ease and light. And the more that we allow ourselves to be in that meditative state, even in our wakeful moments, the more life will be filled with ease and grace, free from pain and anxiety. In our physical life, in our relationships, in our fiscal life, in every aspect of our life. This is for us again, it's a relearning how to be in our natural state. Again, we're told receiving is easy, provide exceptional service. And to provide is to see before. In essence, you get ready beforehand. And you can do this when you've received inner guidance. You know what to be ready for, whether it comes from your intuition, you have a sense of something, and you prepare beforehand. You receive a message. And then you are able to provide, supply, furnish, support. Support may be just what we do every day in the meditation, being the vessel, the clear, open vessel for God's will to work through us. We do this every day. We are providing exceptional service. This may be the highest calling any of us really has, because we are here to help transform consciousness and create that much more true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity for all, and to do so under grace. So we have seen, felt, known this need, so we are to provide beforehand, even before others seem to catch on, make available this supply of God's love and energy to do the work through us, that service, work done for others, do the work through us to transform consciousness and therefore the world. And service is, it really comes from the word meaning slave, but also from the word servant, person employed by another. But here's the real aspect of the word I want you to get: devoted to a cause that benefits others. And also, to use the religious context, we are not doing religious work. We are doing spiritual work of a higher nature. We're not here to convert anyone to anyone's a different belief. We are here in one single unified belief that God is doing the work, and we are simply showing up to allow God to do the work, God's energy to flow through us and do the work through us. And our cause is very simple: economic peace, harmony, and prosperity for all under grace. That is the service we've been called to. That is our cause. And we don't just provide any old service. We come every day to provide exceptional service, extraordinary. Exceptional is to take out. It's different from all others who may be doing whatever seems to be of a similar nature. It is unusual. It's extraordinary. And you provide this so easily by allowing yourself to show up with no hidden agenda, no, I'm going to do this to get something else. And that's why it is working. We are told when we do, when we provide exceptional service, meet others' needs, not yours. And that's exactly what we're doing. We do oftentimes start with transforming ourselves, because when we are truly in this place of peace, harmony, and prosperity from the inside out, then we can truly be the vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we have devoted ourselves to be. Meet is, you do it every day. You show up to present yourself. You're ready to satisfy this calling. Be present. You show up. You arrive. And need, others' needs, whatever seems to be lacking. And what is lacking is true faith in love, that all things are possible. Shifting consciousness from that based on lack and fear and truly wanting. And the more they're wanting, the more there is wanting. Through that we fill this need, the need for absolute security in love, not in fear. That is the necessity we are filling by being the clear, open vessels for divine love to flow through us. Please know you are providing extraordinary, exceptional service. And it starts with you, a willingness to receive, to be in ease, and therefore allow yourself to truly fulfill the cause you've shown up to serve. So with today's message, I invite you now to join me in meditation so we may continue our exceptional service. And I say thank you before we start, for I truly, truly know all things are possible. This is real. You are real, and you are providing just extraordinary service from your heart every day. I am one who is sincerely grateful. And grateful we've come for this unified purpose. So I ask you now to simply breathe. Breathe as you go into your heart center. Feel yourself in the most perfect place now. Place you just feel awe. Come back to some point in time where you just felt awe and see that in your memories, in your mind's eye. Bring it back now. Be one with this place. Perhaps it's walking in a forest or looking up at the stars and the moon on a beautiful clear night. Perhaps it's simply sitting at the shore and listening to the waves. Or a family gathering and everyone is filled with laughter and joy. Be one with this perfect moment where you felt awe. For me, it happens daily. I look at the sky at night, at dusk. I am awed by the beautiful, magnificent painting that's provided every night. Be one with this feeling of awe. Breathe into that perfect vision now. Feel yourself simply taken over with this feeling of such peace and harmony, knowing all is absolutely perfect in the world, in your world, right now. Allow yourself to go deeper beyond the image, to the source of all this perfection. As you breathe into your heart center, see the light shining inside. Allow yourself to be enamored with this light, drawn into the light, open to the light. Receive this light. Breathing into the light easily, gently. Feeling such peace, such freedom. Relaxed, restful. There you are, one with this light, as if you have just simply melted into this light and feel this light radiating through your entire being now. Feel this peace. Feel this love. Feel yourself receiving powerful healing balm right now. It knows what to do. All you have to do is show up. Allow yourself to receive. You can't force it. Simply like going to sleep. You can't make yourself sleep. At some point, you simply surrender. And you are there. Be one with this light flowing through you, harmonizing every cell and atom of your being, lighting you up from the inside out. Feel this awe. Feel this peace. Feel the richness of this moment. From this place, dear ones, now that we are saturated with this light again, one with the divine, all-knowing, healing intelligence of the universe, this life force, creative energy, God energy, love, filling you now. Look from the inside out. See and feel yourself aglow with this light. See and feel it radiating down to your feet and your toes, across your arms, your hands and your fingers, up to your throat, face and the top of your head. Feel the energy. Feel yourself lit up from the inside out. You are wired and lit up like a magnificent light bulb. Just a shining star, bright, pulsating. This signal, 90 billion megahertz of pure love. That is who you are right now. See this light inside. Notice the color. It may transform right before your eyes now. All is well. As you breathe into the heart center, your heart center, your whole center, your soul center, knowing you are one with God, the creative life force of the universe. You are love. Feel it pulsating through you now. See it pulsating through you now. See it all around you now. Expand your view. And see and feel from your mind's eye all of us on this call now, joined as one, one magnificent, extraordinary circle of love, pulsating from our unified heart center. Divine love, and you, and us, are one right now. Expand your view again and see and feel that you're way, way above here, high in the universe, in the heavens. See Mother Earth spinning there, blue and white. And you declare her love. You see and feel her love. You see and feel love for her now. And you see and feel all of her inhabitants, human and others. And you may feel a sense of anxiety as you are focusing on love. That's real. You sense what Mother Earth and her beings are feeling. And yet we know from our God self, all things are possible and transformed through love. Feel her need now for love. That's all it is. When you sense someone feeling a pain or anxiety, know it is simply a signal, a call for love. Love and more love. Send Mother Earth love now. From our unified heart center, send out the light from your heart center, my heart center, and our heart center. One unified ray of pure love essence, knowing we have infinite supply. For it comes not from you or me or even us. It flows through us from God's source now. Infinite supply. Freely share your love now. To one unified golden ray, huge magnificent ray, a pure love essence. See it going directly to Mother Earth. And as it touches her, expands out in a pure, perfect circle all around and as tall and wide as Mother Earth, embracing her in this huge, huge hug, if you will, pure, divine love. Allow us to do it again. Three times, each time, see and feel our unified love circle around. This time, see and feel it touching each person, each being, each plant, each flower, each bird, each tree. Notice the lights. As if all these little lights are being switched on, you'll know you have touched their souls. Feel, see the light flow so magnificently from you now. Extraordinary light, single, focused, unified light from our collective, unified heart center now. 90 billion megahertz, golden white, pure love essence now. Touching Mother Earth and radiating all around her now. Touching all her inhabitants with pure, divine, light, love, energy now. See the lights twinkling. Like a billion stars in the heavens, here now, a Mother Earth. 10 billion lights switching on as the light, this love energy, transverses around Mother Earth. Feel the peace, the harmony, the richness now. This moment, this perfect, perfect moment. Now we're going to focus our energy most clearly on specific nations and their leaders. For they too, the major needs, they too feel they know the right way. And yet, it is our unified purpose to allow God's will to reign, no human being's will. So we send our unified love, 90 billion megahertz pure love energy, to specific world leaders now, who feel they are leading the strongest economic nations in the world, and feel their way may be the right way, is the right way. We send 90 billion megahertz of pure love across Europe now. Specifically, today's guidance is in Switzerland. Small nation of Switzerland. So many people have depended on Switzerland for so many things, for centuries. Simply bathe Switzerland in God's pure, divine love now. See it in your mind's eye, aglow with 90 billion megahertz of pure love essence now. Transforming all who wish to handle the world. Simply send God's pure divine love now, 90 billion megahertz of pure divine love essence now, to Switzerland, knowing that love is doing the work. Love is the only true strength, authentic strength, divine love, the most powerful power in the world. See it fortifying all decision makers, guiding them to follow higher guidance now, to listen, to receive God's will now, to guide them to continue to provide exceptional service for the highest and best good of all humanity, for all who reside on Mother Earth, to provide God's will now under grace. See and feel 90 billion megahertz of pure divine love flow through you to this small country called Switzerland and all those who reside there or choose to make decisions for it and the world now through Switzerland now. And see this divine love radiating through us to Switzerland, radiating out across the globe. Just see, like a shooting star circling around Mother Earth. 3, 5, 6, 7. 8 times. It is complete. Hold that space of pure love. Again, for all of Mother Earth. See our unified light simply glowing completely around her. the ray is expanded in depth and width, totally covered in golden white light. And declare it done. Declare it good. Know all is well. Love prevails. God prevails. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back into our unified heart center, knowing you and I and we have done powerful work today by opening ourselves up to receive God's love and allow it to flow through us for a cause much greater than each of us individually. Allow yourself to receive this love back into your heart center as you thank each of those who share this powerful moment with you now. Bless them and thank them. As you bring this light back into your own heart center, bless and thank your higher self, your God self, even your mental and physical body, for allowing you to provide this exceptional service so easily. Now, dear ones, it's time to bring this gift back into your world. Breathe into your heart center ever so gently. Bring back to mind the perfect scene of awe that we began this meditation with. Be one with awe again. Feel the perfection of this awe moment in your mind's eye again. And come on back to that perfect place. Come back to this perfect place. As you feel the energy running through your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head, knowing your back, wiggle them ever so gently. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. Thank you from my heart center. I bless you and thank you. Namaste. And now to anchor this feeling, this truth, we call on Carla, invite her to tone for us today.
We are in service to send out God's love, divine love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. It is done. All is well. Thank you. Amen.
And it is done. God bless. Have a beautiful day.